Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Weekend Edition Saturday. I'm Susan Levy. With a little more than 2 weeks to go until Election Day, Senator Elizabeth Warren and her Republican challenger, State Representative Jeff Diehl, clashed in their first debate last night. It was sponsored by WBZ, and it featured profound disagreements over policy and President Trump, as well as sharp attacks and counterattacks. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was there and joins us this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Susan. And that was quite a battle last night, a really contentious debate between Warren and Diehl.
That's what I understand. Can you give us a sense of what happened, beginning with how Jeff Diehl tried to use the controversy around Warren's Native American ancestry and the results of that DNA test that she released last week?
Right. So this was the issue that he grabbed onto right out of the gate. Diehl says he has no issue with Warren's claim of Indian ancestry, which she backed up with a DNA test. But he is trying to keep this controversy alive by saying that it reflects poorly on Warren's integrity. And what he's referring to there are allegations, unsubstantiated, that Warren benefited professionally from this claim of ancestry. So here's a bit of what Diehl said.
You had listed yourself in a national directory as Native American. Whether you felt you did or did not benefit from that, it seems that maybe that was inappropriate to list yourself and taking a minority higher position away from somebody else.
So this is a tack that Diehl returns to again and again. But the thing is, the Boston Globe did a pretty exhaustive investigation of Warren's career and found that none of the law schools where she worked, including Harvard, hired her because of her background or because she listed herself at one point as Native American.
Anthony, can you talk about how Warren tried to tie Diehl to President Trump?
Right. So throughout the debate, this was Warren's go-to attack line, that Diehl, who co-chaired the Trump campaign in Massachusetts, would be working for Trump in a state that voted 2-1 against him. And she came back to this again and again. So here's how she put it early in the debate.
My opponent, Mr. Diehl, has said that if he's elected, he will have Donald Trump's back 100% of the time. Not me. I'll be here for the people of Massachusetts.
Well, it seems as though President Trump was very much present in this debate.
Right, he was. And the truth is Susan, that Trump is a presence in just about every political race in the country. And this race is no exception. And the way Diehl responds to it is to say, hey, you want to run against Trump because we all know you're planning to run for president. And in fact, Warren has said that she'll give a run for the White House a hard look after the election. So Diehl is trying to make an issue of that. And here's how he put it last night.
You are running for president. Everybody knows now at this point. It's not a secret at all. You've got staffers that you've moved to New Hampshire to go work up there for the Democratic Party. You've moved staffers to all the swing states. And again, you've been traveling so extensively around the country that I wonder if sometimes you know where the Massachusetts zip code is.
Wow, that is quite a swipe.
Yeah, really. And things got a lot hotter than that. For example, they argued about the Republican tax cut signed into law by President Trump. Diehl says the law is helping lots of small businesses. He says that's why unemployment is so low. That's why the stock market is so high. But Warren calls the tax cut a huge giveaway to the rich. And she says because of that, there's no money for roads and bridges and everything else that needs doing in America. And she argued the Republican tax cut is why some senior Republicans are now talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare. And then they really got into it. Here's a bit of that exchange.
Government right now, with a Republican control, is working great for billionaires, for giant corporations. It's just not working for the rest of America.
Equal time.
And you want to move that along.
Sure. So Mitch McConnell is the one that talked about Social Security and Medicare. I am not a Mitch McConnell Republican. I am a Massachusetts Republican that has worked with Democrats and Republicans
I'm sorry. So when was it exactly that you called out Mitch McConnell on this and said you were opposed to $1.5 trillion in tax cuts for billionaires?
I think I'm doing it right now.
Oh, you waited until tonight?
And Susan, that was pretty much how it went for the full hour. They argued about immigration, Diehl accusing Warren of favoring what he calls open borders, Warren pushing back and linking Diehl to Trump's policy of family separation. And they argued about Massachusetts ballot question 3, which asks whether anti-discrimination protections should be kept in place in the state. This is the law that permits people to use public bathrooms and public accommodations of the gender with which they identify. Warren says she'd vote yes to keep the law. Deal says he opposes it because it puts people at risk. Here's a bit of that exchange.
Someone who is a sexual predator could go into a space, a locker room, and claim that day they identify in a different way and then disrobe in front of somebody of the opposite sex. No. That is what this law does. This, it's not about discrimination. It is about a loophole that could be exploited.
This is the kind of ugly, ugly smears that tries to say there's a vulnerable group, let's keep them separate, and let's make up stories about the kind of threats they pose. This is just wrong. It's ugly and it's wrong. It's what Donald Trump does. It's what Vice President Pence does. And this is what the person who wants to be the next senator from Massachusetts does.
Wow, that was a heated exchange. Now, Anthony, the polls suggest that Warren has a substantial lead in this race. Do you think this debate changed the dynamic of this race in any way?
Well, you know, Warren is pretty popular in this state. Our last poll showed that she's leading Deal by upwards of 30 points. You know, as we said, this is a state that voted 2-1 against Trump. It's always tough for Republicans to win statewide in Massachusetts, unless you're Charlie Baker. And Deal appeals to those core Trump Republican voters. And I think a lot of what he said last night will deliver that message to them. But his challenge is that there just aren't enough of them. So it's not clear how he makes up the ground. In terms of the debate last night, they were both aggressive. They were both sharp with each other. If Deal is the underdog, then maybe it helps him a little to be on the same stage as Warren. But I think if you're supporting Warren, I doubt last night changed your view of her. So I don't think this debate really changes the dynamic of the race. That said, there are 2 weeks to go. Warren and Deal will debate two more times. And as we know, this is a political season where we need to expect the unexpected. So that's where we are.
Okay. Thanks, Anthony.
My pleasure, Susan.
That's WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks.